19. Humans use the past to predict the future. In other words, we imagine things that are not there. Lenk went to sleep in his suit, fastened to the underside of a tree branch. In the morning, it would all seem clear again. He would find Zhen and he would tell her what he knew or suspected he knew. She would understand why he'd killed Ellen. She would know he'd had nothing to do with Zimri. They could solve it together. He slept, knowing that in the morning, it would be easier. When he woke in the night, his tree was on fire. The suit crashed him into wakefulness with a piercing chime. He struggled and tried to sit up and banged his head on the suit's interior. The suit was already scuttling its limbs along the branch, extending extra grabbing arms like a monstrous spider. "Someone has set the tree on fire," said the suit. "I am seeking safety." Like a terrified animal, the suit clambered along one branch, only for a tongue of flame to burst from the leaves. The ground was 60 feet below. The suit clung to the trunk, but some of the branches had burned away and there was fire below them. "Just drop down," said Lenk. "Too far," said the suit. "You will sustain damage." "I will sustain damage if we catch on fire, you numbskull." When Lenk moved a foot or an arm, the tree swayed and bent, springing, the worst kind of carnival ride. His hand slipped on the trunk. He thought he was going to be sick. Something crashed into the back of the suit, and he saw at once that it was a neighboring tree. "We need to sway it more. Get into that tree." Like a whirligig, with the suit, he moved his body weight back and forth, pushing the tree to spring farther and farther. He reached out with hand and foot, but met empty air. Once more, harder, farther, and yes! The left gauntlet grabbed the slick trunk of the next tree. He let go of the past and pulled himself into safety. Yes, the new trunk held. Yes! The tree he had just left sprang back, wavered in his sight, flaming and flaring, bending toward him as if trying to set him alight. It had been his shelter until a moment earlier, and now it seemed an implacable enemy. The suit began to climb down, hand over hand, foot after foot. "Where is she?" said Lenk. "I can't find her," said his suit. "I'm going to kill her," said Lenk.